The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Free Talk Live. Toll-free number here, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. As usual, we come to the table prepared to talk about various different things, and most of them we never get to.
And as usual, you know, Free Talk Live, it's Free Talk Live.
You know,
people call in.
Right. I do want to talk about the Islamic State plans of destruction that Barack Obama has, and maybe we'll get to that. But your calls come first. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Now, of course, you can bring up anything you want. You don't have to talk about the statue incident. For those of you just tuning in, a teenager in Pennsylvania is facing 2 years in prison for a photograph taken of him in a simulated sexual position with a crouching Jesus. So you can figure out what that position might be. And so that was an issue, and that led to a larger discussion about religion, because some people, one guy in particular who called in tonight, he doesn't like the show. He doesn't like what he's been hearing. He's listened for 20 minutes, and he doesn't like it at all because we're not respectful enough, et cetera, et cetera. And certain people or ideas don't deserve that much respect. You have to earn respect in the world. And if you haven't earned it, why should I give it to you? Now, I think I generally do respect individuals by default until I'm given a reason not to. I won't treat someone rudely unless they give me a reason to. So, like when the DEA was in town here in Keene raiding a local storefront, I was not very friendly to those DEA agents. I did not appreciate the actions that they were taking. Earlier this week, there was a parking enforcer on Tuesday who was ticketing people on the streets in downtown Keene, and I happened to be there, and I started to save people from getting tickets by depositing coins in the expired meters, and the parking enforcer started to go berserk and started to change directions erratically, trying to throw me off my game or something like that. And ultimately, what she ended up doing was looking ridiculous.
She did seem very odd.
She changed directions 18 times in 2 minutes, and I made a video about that. And
but those direction changes were directly 180 degrees. So it's not like she,
yes.
She wasn't...
So thank you for clarifying that. She's doing 180-degree changes, so she's literally walking back and forth on a short path.
This ought to confuse him.
Yeah.
Right, on a sidewalk, walking back and forth, I won't be able to follow this person.
Right, it's just crazy. But I've taken flack for that because I wasn't nice enough to that lady. Look, I'm just out there trying to save people from getting parking tickets. It's not my fault if the woman who's supposed to be giving the parking tickets goes bat-ass crazy during that time, and I happen to have a video camera recording it. I think it's funny. I think that's funny. I think it's funny to laugh at the aggressors in life because they want to be taken so seriously, and they don't like it when you don't take them seriously. And I think we shouldn't take them seriously. I think we should laugh at them as much as possible, but only because of the things they do. Not poke fun at them because of what their name is or their skin color or anything like that, but because of the things they do and they say. Because those are ridiculous and absurd and outrageous enough, and I don't think there's a problem with laughing about that stuff. But we want to hear from you about whatever's on your mind. In fact, we had a self-described Bible thumper, William, in Raleigh, listening to Talk Radio 850. And William, right before the break, you really didn't have a chance to make much of a point, so I wanted to make sure you had a chance. Go ahead.
Basically, I wanted to give a brief outline because I know you got other people on there, and who wants to hear one person talk on that? Basically, the tenets of the Christian experience are, first off, you accept the blood covenant because we, being, humans, we're not able to pay, the sin debt. And
pay what?
You also,
sin debt.
Sin
God, God created sin, right?
Well,
he's asking you, William.
Now,
go ahead.
I didn't mean that my knowledge is so vast that you can't blow me out of the water now, okay? I mean, I know you're a little bit smarter than me, but honest,
I'm not claiming to be smarter. I used to be a Christian. As much of a Bible thumper as one could possibly be. You weren't. You were just a kid.
What?
You weren't a Bible thumper.
They baptized me. I went to Christian camp.
Does that make you a Bible thumper? You were a kid.
I wasn't a Bible thumper, but you don't have to be a Bible thumper to be a Christian.
That's the only point I was making. I said I was as much of a Bible thumper as one could be.
Okay.
And that's the, I'm trying to create with William here.
I'm sorry, I meant I was a Christian.
A sense of you know,
rapport.
Mm-hmm. And the point I'm trying to make is that, look, I understand these ideas. I just, at some point or another, I gave up, you know, thinking that the Bible was the unerring word of God. That doesn't mean it's not some people's experience of God, because I think it is.
Now, I don't, but, hey, I don't have a show that I can do what you're doing. You got a show. I mean, you can make accusations and ask questions all day. Let me get this real quick for
yes,
you.
Sir.
And then, right. And then you can just give me a brief, you know, I'll hang up and listen. But that's the first tenet. And the second is that, you know, you have to live to be led of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. And that's it. And what we use as an outline so that we can get the unction that the Spirit gives us, we have the Ten Commandments. And if, and, you know, and as we present that to you when we're having the conversation, it's not said as an insult. None of the stuff, you know, but, yesterday and today, all I've heard is just one insult after another and people talking about how knowledgeable they are. Well, you know, my doctor has more knowledge than me, but that don't mean he can change a flat. If I pass him on the road,
that's absolutely true.
I'll really help him, you know.
Everybody's got different areas of knowledge. That's absolutely true. I agree with that.
Thank you. And we all are in this together, and we need to help each other.
One brother, I'm with you there. That sounds like a more Christian attitude to me. I'd like to say.
One way that you won't do it is if you're beheading people because you're disappointed.
If you're beheading people?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I think you'll put that together.
You're bringing ISIS into this? I don't understand what that reference is all about.
Maybe it's not about much. Maybe it's for your edification, and then you reflect back to me where you're at with it.
Are you saying that by beheading people, do you mean that we're biting off their heads verbally on the air? I don't know what you're getting at there.
Well, just any kind of acidic, just when you jump my ass because you don't like where I'm at with my thing here, then we got a problem. If you're beheading me, you know, with a guillotine, or if you're just absolutely making sure that you murderize me to the point that
this has gone off into a realm of metaphor that is beyond me, and I thank you for the call, William. You are an advanced user of metaphor in comparison to me. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. A little bit out of my realm. Anybody else care to comment on the beheading?
I don't know. I guess that one of the thought processes that I have is that I think that many groups, most groups, want to be considered the underdog, and that oftentimes people, you know, that are calling in, and I disagree with a lot of people that call in about, you know, their thoughts on Christianity, because there's two things about Christianity I don't accept, which is that the Bible is the unerring word of God and that hell exists.
Mm.
And there are lots of Christians that don't accept hell and lots of Christians that don't accept that the Bible is the unerring word of God. But if somebody takes that position, and yes, I admittedly am going to be on the air after they get off, so I have a position of power. But I don't think it's not throwing you to the lions.
Well, if you'd like your own talk radio show, you can always, you know, a lot of talk
right.
radio stations
put the time
take
in.
Money. I mean,
12 years.
Well, we put in 12 years to get to the point where we are, but if you want to go down to, you know, WPTK, I can't speak for them, but if you came in with $10,000, they probably would sell you some airtime. I mean, I don't know. I don't work there, so maybe they are one of the few remaining radio companies who won't sell their air, and that's a really respectable position to be in. But, you know, you can always go to the Clear Channel station or one of the other big corporate dogs, and they'll take your money. You can get your own show. Pay for play, as they call it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Look, I don't want to bite anybody's head off or decapitate anybody verbally or in real life, but it's certainly true that the issue of Christianity and what some Christians advocate can really upset people, and that certainly includes people who feel like they have been damaged in some way. And Mark, you're one of those people feeling like you've been damaged by this religious upbringing that you've had.
I think I've got
bitter.
I think I've got PTSD, and I think that it I don't want that to feel bad for people who have like really terrible PTSD. But I was threatened with hell for many years. There, you know, if you do something bad, you're going to hell.
So you think that the church deserves restitution because this guy, this kid, defaced the statue. Do you deserve restitution for what the church did to you?
No, I was a kid.
Ooh, good question. Well, so is this.
I learned something.
We're coming up here, 855, 450 free. You can take control here. The Bible stickers, we got to get back to that. Come up.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com. Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Dial in toll-free here and bring up anything on your mind at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online. Go to freetalklive.com. Get interactive there. We like Bitcoin here on Free Talk Live, and you can go and get Bitcoin easily by going to expresscoin.com. Now, you do have to have a Bitcoin wallet set up first, so if you haven't done that step yet, go to blockchain.info or blockchain.com, rather, is probably an easier way to get the wallet. Blockchain.com, get your Bitcoin wallet set up. Then, once you're ready to load it up, go to expresscoin.com. And let's just say you're not quite sure about jumping into the deep end on this Bitcoin thing, but you got a few bucks you're willing to spend. If you spend less than $40 and you use our code FTL, like Free Talk Live, at expresscoin.com, you'll get that $40 worth of Bitcoin, or rather up to $40 worth of Bitcoin. You'll get it at cost. There's no transfer fee. You will literally pay 0% to transfer your cash into Bitcoins over at expresscoin.com. That's, again, code FTL. Now, if you buy more than $40 worth, no reason to put the code in. I mean, it wouldn't hurt, but you're not going to get them for free. You'll get them for 3%, which is the best price I think you're going to be able to find, especially for the level of service you're getting from ExpressCoin.com, because they are really concerned with making sure you are happy, and obviously they're interested in doing business with you again in the future. So go to ExpressCoin.com. You can not only get Bitcoin from them, you can also get Dogecoin, Litecoin, Blackcoin, and Darkcoin. Plus, you can do it from Canada. You can do it from your smartphone as well by downloading their app. Get started at ExpressCoin.com. As we continue, your calls and thoughts are welcome. Let's go to Steve in West Virginia, listening to Charleston's WVTS. Hello, Steve.
Hey, how you doing?
Great. Thank go ahead.
Thank you for my call, man.
That's what we do. Go ahead, Steve.
Oh, yeah. I don't think we should send any money to...
Steve?
I don't see why we got to send money to the ISIS or the Kurds or whatever. I don't think we should do that.
Mm-hmm.
And we should just send troops. I mean, a bunch of them.
So what would you like to see? How many troops?
Probably like 40,000.
What do you want to see them do? What would the troops' job be?
To kill.
Of course. But who and where do they stop? Do they just
run them all?
Do they run up to the border of Syria and stop there?
No, they should help Israel too on their side. I mean,
oh my goodness!
Israel doesn't need your help, son. Israel is doing just fine. They got F-16s. They got that Iron Dome. They don't need that help.
Well, a lot of that money came from the American government, right?
Most of it's military aid.
How many, Steve? I mean, how many more lives must be ended? How much more blood must be shed before finally whatever it is happens that you're looking for will happen? What is it you're looking for, by the way? What's the end game here?
Peace. I mean,
how many people do you have? How many people do you have to kill to get peace?
A bunch.
Brother, are you for real?
At least 30,000.
Is this a crank call, or do you really believe what you're saying to us tonight?
I believe what I'm serious.
Please explain to me, how can you get to peace by having violence as your means?
What else can we do? There's nothing else we can do.
How about you go home and have the military guys get the hell out of there?
Let's learn a lesson from history here, shall we? The United States has been got involved in Iran, installed a Shah. That backfired. We had the attack of the students in 1970 that wiped out those Americans, and they were held hostage for that length of time. You know, the United States was involved with the Iraq war against Iran. Then Saddam Hussein turned on us. We killed him. Then the United States was involved with, on the side of, was for Gaddafi, against Gaddafi, then supporting al-Qaeda in Libya, then supporting al-Qaeda in Syria against Assad. Now they're going to want to support Assad against al-Qaeda. Maybe we're the problem, not the solution.
You mean the U.S. government? Because I'm not doing that stuff.
I think he probably identifies with the U.S. government, though.
Okay, well, then don't say we unless you are including you, Mark. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, I think we should do something. Get other countries involved. I mean, get as many.
Did you hear anything
involved
that Mark just said? Do you have any specific response to the words that just came out of Mark's mouth about the U.S. military and CIA, etc., interventionism over in other countries being the cause of the issues?
Oh, shoot, I didn't realize that. So they are stirring up some junk.
I don't know how we can communicate, Steve, but I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. I tried. I really tried. I know I can only try so long before people start tuning out. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It's Blowback. I mean, this is, I don't know who wrote the book, but Ron Paul was promoting it at one time. There's a book called Blowback. If you want to read it, it'll tell you all about it.
It's a pretty simple concept.
Actions equal reactions.
A country that fought a revolutionary war against a king should not be supporting kings and dictators around the world. And when you do, there are going to be consequences. Those people in those countries want self-actualization. For some of them, that means an Islamic caliphate. For others of them, it means a democratic government. But you don't get to decide.
Let them hash it out.
The United States has done decades of supporting dictators and kings. Mm. You see what happened in Egypt?
Where's the peace, right? Yep. Is the purported reason for having these alliances to supposedly create peace? Because it hasn't worked. Maybe the idea of removing the troops from the, what, 1,000 now military bases? I heard, you know, years ago we were saying 700. Is it 1,000 now?
It depends hundreds. On what you call a base. They have these things called forward bases, which are just camps. It just really depends.
Well, whatever. Remove them all and bring them back to the United States and then tell them to go get real jobs that can actually help the economy rather than blowing stuff up all around the world and ending innocent life. Because violence just begets violence. If you go over there and start shooting people or turning places into glass, then don't be surprised when the same stuff comes back here. And in fact, I'm surprised more of it hasn't. I really am surprised at that. I don't want to see that happen. But considering all of the killing and all of the destruction that has happened in the Middle East, the idea that the United States has only lost a couple of towers and a couple other planes.
There have been a few things since then too. There was the Boston Marathon
thing. Okay.
There was the guy with the Explorer truck in Times Square.
Yep, he got foiled.
Yeah, foiled by citizens, not by FBI. The FBI has managed to dupe a bunch of people.
About the summary though, Mark. Yeah, over about 14 years now, or 13 years.
There was the psychologist that the Fort Hood
shooter
right. there.
Who shot at a bunch of unarmed people right, well, on a military base.
Yeah, I don't know what about. To say about the United States military disarming its soldiers stateside. I don't have a statement for that.
Yeah. All right. Let's continue here. We've got Nathan. He's in Texas on Skype. Go ahead, Nathan.
Well, it makes perfect sense, Mark, because, So anyway, I want to thank the previous caller who talked about the tattooing, because I was actually in a tattoo parlor earlier today.
Uh-huh.
And thank goodness that I learned that it was against the word.
The word of Jesus, you mean?
Actually, it's in the Old Testament.
Oh, so it's the word of God.
And I found out what the Quran says as well.
Okay, now look, when we brought this up earlier, I kind of questioned it. I thought it was the whole your body is a temple thing, but Mark, you said there's a different explanation.
Leviticus 19.
And you never really gave what that explanation was.
It's a Bible verse.
Well, maybe you could tell me more about what it says here in a moment, and we'll hear from Nathan as well with the Muslim side of things. It's Free Talk Live.
Dr. Wallach, an award-winning scientist, naturopathic physician, author of several books such as Dead Doctors Don't Lie, Let's Play Doctor, and a Nobel Prize nominee. Dr. Wallach will be here on September 15th and 16th. Wallach has proven that diseases classified as autoimmune were in fact caused by nutritional deficiencies. Get your free ticket to hear about the true causes of diseases. Call 763-291-5052. To receive your free ticket, call 763-291-5052.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the super enzymes, all on sale for summer. at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, vegetable stew with beef, pilot crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC stew, butter and potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123. $3.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, here to take your calls about anything via the toll-free number brought to you by ProXPN. That number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Earlier, Johnson asked a question about stickers that you could put on the front of a Bible that you might find in a hotel room. We never really finished up that conversation. I did have something to say about it, and you may have something to say as well. We would love to hear from you at 855-450-FREE.
So there's a Bitcoin party going on at the Walt Disney World Resort in Orlando, Florida. It's called Coins in the Kingdom. Free Talk Live is going to be there, and you're invited. There's going to be lots of speakers like Jeffrey Tucker from Liberty.me. I just spoke with him today. The creators of Skyhook, MIT Bitcoin Project, Cryptocurrency College Network, Digital Chamber of Commerce, Bitcoin Not Bombs, Mycelium. It's going to be a great time at the Wyndham Lake Buena Vista in downtown Disney, Saturday, the October the 4th to Monday, October the 6th. Tickets are only $60 for the event. Hotel rooms, $99. Kids under 12 are free. Fun is mandatory. Come celebrate magic internet money at the Magic Kingdom. Coinsinthekingdom.com. It's going to be a lot of fun. Coinsinthekingdom.com.
All right, let's continue here. We have Nathan on the line. He was talking about tattoos. There was a statement made earlier about what the Bible apparently says about tattoos. I had thought that the prohibition was on doing something bad to your temple, but as though your body is a temple, right? You're not supposed to put bad things in it, was what I had understood about it. But Mark, you said there's a more specific issue with Leviticus or something like
Leviticus
that?
Leviticus 19:28. You got a favorite version?
No, I don't read the Bible.
Okay. I'm fond of the New International Version. Do not cut your bodies for the dead or put tattoo marks on yourself. I am the Lord. It ends up, by the way, a lot with that. Like, I am the Lord.
It's sort of like it's the law, right? That's like the new version of that.
Sure.
Buckle up. It's the law. Buckle up. I am the Lord.
So, yeah, you're not supposed to tattoo yourself. You're not supposed to make marks in remembrance of the dead. Hmm. And this was a relatively common practice, still common today. You'll see people walking around with in memory of
R.I.P.
Yeah, sure. Things like that, you know. So there you go.
All right. So
every
what
time
about
I hear the Lord recently, I don't know why I've been just thinking about this because you guys probably were a couple days ago having a conversation about the word liege.
Yes.
Yeah. And so just I was been thinking about it. And every time I hear like the Lord or people, you know, things being referred to as Lord or liege, I think of landlords.
Yes.
And so like when you're talking about this, I like think like thou shalt not paint the walls. Thou shalt not have a pet without written consent. You know, that's like.
So what? So what was the thrust of your tattoo related call here tonight, Nathan?
Oh, well, that's a good one. I am the landlord, right? So, it was interesting because I was curious what the Quran says about tattooing, and maybe it might be a little more permissive than the Torah. And in fact, it is,
uh-huh.
Because the Quran doesn't actually say anything about tattoos.
Interesting.
But, and here's the catch, in Islam, there is also the Hadith, which are sayings and teachings about the life of Muhammad.
Yes.
And the most reliable of these was assembled about 200 years after Muhammad died by a man named Sahih al-Bukhari. And he says that women who practiced tattooing, and as well as those who removed hair from their faces, and those who created spaces between their teeth artificially to look beautiful, I'm not sure what that means, those ladies are cursed. And there's actually a dialogue, which I think is very instructive. Right afterward, a woman questions Abdullah and says, well, you know, why are you saying this? And she says, by Allah, I have read the whole Quran, but I have not found such a thing. And the holy man, Abdullah, replies, by Allah, if you had read it carefully, you would have found it where it says, and what the apostle gives you, take it, and what he forbids you, abstain it.
So he's claiming to be an apostle, and so therefore anything he says goes, is the
basically
idea?
Basically.
Yeah.
And that's the interesting thing about it, is that that's actually true in pretty much, I mean, almost all religions I
sure
can think of. There might be exceptions, but there's always a cap.
They're always very malleable to some extent.
Yeah. There's always a priest, some kind of holy person who interposes between you and the divine figure.
Sure, that is the nature of an organized religion, is that there is somebody, in most cases, with the exception of the Quakers.
Well,
and maybe
but the Quakers, are barely, you could barely even call them organized. They certainly have.
They sit in a circle, and that's organization.
But this is really the catch all along, is that if this is religion, this is the problem I have with religion, is it's somebody says, hey, God's talking to me. You better
right
listen, right? And then I'll tell you what God says. You'll be just fine. You listen to me. And that's a terrible thing. If you're listening to that, you're being fooled. If, in my opinion, if God speaks, he speaks to you about things that are relevant to you.
Yeah, directly.
And that's, you know, anything else, anything other than that is just somebody yickety-yacking about the crap they believe.
Good call tonight, Nathan. Thanks for it. Toll-free number 855.
That's why I don't accept the Bible as the Word of God, because that's God talking to somebody else.
It's an interpretation. 855-450-FREE. And that's true of all of the religious books out there. You know, somebody wrote those, not God, and it was their best understanding of what they thought God was at that point in time. And that understanding should change over time as we learn more about our universe and as we learn more about ourselves. But I also agree that that's why I was saying before, I have a lot more respect for people who seek religion for their own personal reasons rather than going to some sort of organized religion where they're told how things are. I like the idea of somebody seeking on their own and making their own decisions about
now that is not to say that I don't think that one can read religious texts, ancient texts, and find God speaking to them through it. I just don't think that we should take the word of a bunch of Bronze Age tent dwellers and as, you know, somehow the end all be all of God's vision.
I like the idea that God is speaking to you in a lot of different ways. Whether or not you're aware of it or open to it is another question, but, you know, I see it in song lyrics and I see it in a lot of different places.
Yeah,
Of course. I think what God really is just a pattern recognition error in the human brain, which is what studies have shown.
Fine by me. I'll take it.
It's just people that just spot patterns. It's like, it's a bunny in the clouds.
Well,
therefore, there must be God.
I can't entirely disagree with what you say. However, that doesn't resonate with me, right? Like, I searched and searched for years. The conclusion I came to was, I believe there's a God. And, like, that's the truth for me.
Yeah.
I get that it may not be the truth for other people, and I will not vilify them, I will not jeer at them, and I will not refuse to vote for them simply because they're atheists. I just, hey, you know, you and I don't agree on that.
I have a lot of respect for atheists. I was one for a good, solid decade to 13 or so years of my life. And then I discovered the ideas of panentheism, which I happen to like better. They make more sense to me. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Greg, with us in Brooklyn. You're on Free Talk Live, Greg.
Hey, guys. I love how you encourage people to think
Hi, Greg.
Of themselves.
You're on the air.
Oh, hey.
Did we just lose Greg?
Yeah.
Oh, that
can
was unfortunate. Greg, I'm going to put you back on hold here, and we will come back to you. So we were talking about these Bible stickers. Johnson, there is a warning sticker that talks about all the, you know, the terrible stuff that happens in the Bible, murders, incest, rape, etc.
Right.
And then, you know, it also recommends that, you know, you be very cautious if you're going to pick this thing up and read it. That's in a short,
right, yeah.
short version. You read the whole thing earlier. The idea is to take these stickers in and lay them on top of the Gideon. Bible being that with the idea at least being that the Gideons have donated the Bible, and you said you heard, Johnson, that the hotels are okay with people taking those Bibles.
Yeah,
is that
so.
True?
Yeah. That's really the way out on this one is that these Bibles aren't
they're not owned.
They're not fixtures of the room.
Right, unlike
like
taking
the chair.
A towel or a light bulb.
Right. These are donations to anybody who wishes to take them out of the hotel room. I'm sure you could go to the front of the hotel and say, hey, I'm down on my luck. Can I Bible, and they would give it to you because they've got boxes of these things that Gideon donates to them. So this noose has slipped at this point. Yes, you're allowed to stick a sticker on your Bible, and yes, you're allowed to leave it wherever you want.
I think it's pretty, it's an interesting idea.
I think that it's a better question is, why is there a difference between somebody rearranging reindeers in lewd fashions and somebody humping magic rocks in the front of churches? I think that's a better question.
Why is there a difference? I don't understand your question, so you have to rephrase it here in moments. 855-453, you take control. Free Talk Live.
Wake up and smell the freedom. One of the easiest things you can do to help Liberty is to torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to help keep them drone-proof. You can set up your home computer to download and share Freedom Fiends archives over BitTorrent. You can even set up scheduling so it only shares while you're asleep or at work. Put your unused computing power to work and help keep the Freedom Fiends around well into the future. Simply go to freedomfiends.com and click on the Torrent Club link and learn how to torrent and share Freedom Fiends archives.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you. ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Just moments remain here, but there's plenty of time for you if you want to dial in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online. Go to freetalklive.com. Get interactive and enjoy the features there. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and you can enter Amazon through the links you'll find there. Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, as well as Amazon US. You just click into the right Amazon for you, get your shopping taken care of, and Free Talk Live gets a cut. It is that simple. Shop.freetalklive.com. Now, I apologize. There was some sort of technical difficulty. Apologize to our radio listeners. Internet listeners, you had no idea. But radio listeners, we dropped out in the last segment for like 30 seconds. There was some sort of internet.
Something bad happened.
Some kind of internet thing happened here, and it was a problem. So we actually had Greg on the line. He was probably trying to say hello to us when I took his call earlier, and we could not hear you, even though you were there. Go ahead, Greg.
Yeah, hey, guys. No, first of all, some interesting conversations today. I like how you guys end with encouraging people to think for themselves. I think that's really important. So basically, I wanted to keep with my theme of just talking about, you know, rights and statism and all that. And I kind of just want to talk about rights as protections from the government. So basically, I also care about actual freedom and prosperity for people. I just don't think that the philosophical freedom that maybe anarcho-capitalists proposed everybody would have is actual freedom. Because if I look at a guy, you know, who's like elderly and he's out of work and, you know, his job has been eliminated and he doesn't have enough will to get back in the game, I think he's not free in the sense that market discipline makes him have to do things that he otherwise wouldn't do. And so if we can increase actual freedom, I would be happier than if we would have liberty in the sense of, like, property rights or something like that. So that's why I'm not too, you know, too upset.
Now, tell me more about what actual freedom would mean. What would the ideal freedom for this man be?
Well,
freedom from responsibility?
I think at a minimum, if there would be, like I said, wealth redistribution to the point where this person could survive, could have a, you know, a minimal existence where they could.
So in that world, just curious, in the world with the wealth redistribution that you're thinking of, in theory, everyone could just survive then, right? Like, that would be the idea. Like, if I didn't want to work, I could just get the survival check, right?
Of course, that would be real freedom.
Cool. Yeah. So what if like most people decided they wanted the survival check? Because work sucks. I'd like to just say, going to a job for a lot of people in this world is not a pleasant experience. Now, they do it because they know it's a way to, you know, get some money and so they can have things they enjoy, etc. And I imagine what you would suggest would be that the survival check probably wouldn't pay as well as maybe actually doing something productive in your ideal world. Would that be true?
Exactly. And
okay. But a lot of people are okay with just surviving. A lot of people are okay with it because while they're surviving, they can also be doing things like selling drugs and selling sex on the side so they can supplement their incomes.
Work under the table in other ways.
Yeah, work under the table, get the survival check in, cash that, and then make some more money in Bitcoin or whatever.
Yeah, that's really the problem that I have with this, Greg, is that we pulled ourselves up out of that one-celled world by the need to survive. And what you're doing is you're taking away people's need to survive. You're saying to the human species, everything's fine. You've done okay now. You could just relax.
That sounds great to me. I would love to just sit back and get high and play video games all day long. And that's what you would be allowing me to do, right? Just because I was born and, you know, I exist. I deserve that.
Well, I mean, I think I'm playing the freedom card here. I'm saying you guys are basically arguing to force people to work. Create conditions where you're saying,
nope, not at all. No one's forcing anyone to work. You could always go out and live in the woods and then, you know, live off the land. That wouldn't be a problem. You have that freedom.
Exactly. And I'm saying you're basically admitting that if they had the freedom, many of them would choose not to work. And I would not.
Liberty is different than freedom. So liberty doesn't mean freedom from consequences. You have the consequences of your actions, which is to say that, if you choose not to work, you will not get anything for free. Where do you think these working people are going to come from? Don't you think that you're just going to stifle innovation everywhere?
I think the current system is actually perverse. I'll explain. For example, just let me explain this. Right now, and I'm talking about right now in the America that we live today. A friend of mine, his daughter works in a pharmacy. She has to work 10 hours a day, 11 hours with no overtime pay because she's afraid to lose her job. Meanwhile, another person trying to get that same job is denied. The company doesn't want to hire them. So if you remove the money aspect, look how perverse it is. Those two people could have had normal hours, could have gone home and done better work. But because that they don't have that safety net, it's perverse. So it's actually worse, and it's less efficient without the safety net right now. And it's less free.
So your claim is, just to make sure I understood what you just said, your claim is that the person working in the pharmacy that you're talking about, if they knew they had this subsistence check available to them, that they could just walk away from a job they didn't like for as long as they felt they needed to, and then they could get another job whenever they felt like they wanted, right?
It would empower the people. That subsistence check would be unconditional, whether you worked or not.
Unconditional, right.
Right. So they would.
I'm just curious, out of 100, let's just say, out of 100 people in this theoretical world of yours, out of 100 of them, how many of them would accept the subsistence check, and how many of them would seek work?
Well, it's not an either or. They get the subsistence check no matter what. So what I'm saying.
I see what you're saying.
But don't you think that if a majority of people got this subsistence check and liked it, then shouldn't they demand a higher rate over time? I mean, wouldn't they be able to say, well, look, I was getting $100, but $100 isn't quite enough. I can only afford a regular phone, not a smartphone, and I've got a human right to a smartphone. So then they'd be just continually voting themselves more stuff, and the people, at some point, the guy at the top says, you know what? Screw this. I'm going to take my money and I'm going to stop providing jobs.
Hold on a second. This is why I say a minimum subsistence check. But then what you would see, and this is very crucial, you wouldn't see the 99% against the 1% saying that, oh, we don't have any power. Because what would happen is the people would say, instead of saying, oh, sir, can I work for you 10 hours, 11 hours, sir, just don't fire me. They would say, what's in it for me? Why should I work for you 10 hours when I can work for you 6 hours? I'd rather have a part-time job and do something else with my life that's more productive, like with my family, for example.
You can already negotiate with employers to get the hours that you want.
I've got to say that the idea of an employee working part-time is less valuable to me than an employee working full-time. I want somebody dedicated to the job.
But what about the business owners? I mean, they're getting screwed in this deal, right?
No, it's not the business owners that are getting screwed. The business owners could hire the two people, right? They could hire that person who they don't want to hire.
No, they couldn't. Those two people could do whatever they wanted. What you're doing is you're creating a world where everybody says, if I don't get to do the job that I love, I'll just not work. And they'll never work themselves up. I've got a job that many people would love to have. But I wash dishes. I put roofs on houses. I worked at a convenience store. I waited tables.
You went to prison.
All these things, that wasn't really part of it. But, I mean, I worked my butt off to get to the point where I was, and I got lucky because I showed up every day.
Greg, thanks for the call tonight. Let's go to Jonathan in West Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Jonathan.
Hi, guys. Just with the topic that was just brought up with the socialist sort of mindset of redistributing wealth and the idea that it works out. And it's funny because the Romans tried it in ancient Rome of just giving out food to those that had need. And so the initial result was that the farmers quit growing food because nobody was buying for it because the government was just distributing it for free.
Right. What's their incentive? I mean, the argument would be that their incentive would be for the betterment of mankind. But if you're out there busting your back in the fields, pulling corn or whatever it is you're pulling, and, you know, you're spending hours per day doing that work, and then everybody's just sitting around collecting a check, and they're not doing that kind of, they're not doing that level of work, that's going to really grind at you at some point, and you're going to say, screw this.
Oh, absolutely. And the problem with it, even just, and you know, some of these people are sincere because they honestly believe. But the problem,
yeah.
And those people who actually hold to the socialist mindset, is they judge based upon sort of reflecting, well, they think that they would do those things, and so they believe that obviously everybody else would do it, and so they sort of project their own morality upon everybody else.
Yeah,
and
that's
so
true.
At the end of it, it's just you're presupposing before anything that the morality level is the same amongst every single individual in the entire group.
Good point.
Right. I had a situation at one point where I was taken care of. Mm-hmm. I had enough money to...
Sugar mama?
I had my mama, okay. Essentially. I had a situation where I didn't have to work very hard. You know, everything wasn't perfect by any means, but I didn't have to work if I didn't want to. I just, you know, got up whenever I want, went to sleep whenever I want, drank whatever I want. Pretty soon I'm ready to put a bullet in my head. I mean, seriously, the only time I ever considered suicide for a moment was when I didn't have a job.
Wow. Hey, thanks, Jonathan, for the call. We're out of time for tonight, but we'll be back tomorrow. You can join us online in the meantime at Free Talk Live. We will see you there.
Majid lives in Nordevin, Armenia with his wife, kids, and grandkids, all in the same house. They have cows, but to compete against the big ranchers, Majid needed to get a loan for more cattle. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the cows. He bought them, and now he's very happy with the expansion of his farm. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel at any time. coffee.freetalklive.com.
At the Home Depot, buy one or more pallets of GAF Royal Sovereign 3-tab shingles and save up to 20%. Let's raise the roof, but lower the cost with bulk pricing on GAF, America's number one shingle, featuring advanced protection technology. This is worth shouting from the rooftops. Let's do this. Up to 20% off one or more pallets of select GAF shingles. More saving. More doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through September 17th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.